waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Woo! Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis was well enough this morning to meet with the Vatican Secretary of State to approve a new decree for saints. He also called a formal meeting to set the dates for their canonization. The 88-year-old Pope is still in critical condition with double pneumonia. During a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, President Trump was once again pressed about his relationship with Vladimir Putin.
When pressed, Trump again refusing to call Vladimir Putin a dictator, instead saying he might visit Moscow soon, a trip that would be a huge boost to Putin, who's been isolated from the West since the start of the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who Trump has called a dictator, under intense pressure from the White House to sign a deal giving the U.S. permission to mine critical minerals and resources inside Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from Kyiv. Continued confusion in Washington over those job descriptions federal employees were told to write up or face possible layoffs. This is ABC News. A senior law enforcement official tells ABC News anger is what motivated that attack at a Pennsylvania hospital over the weekend. ABC's Aaron Katursky says a suspect was upset over a perceived lack of care for a family member who died in the ICU.
Ortiz killing West York police officer Andrew Duarte and wounding two more officers before he was killed by police. Duarte had just turned 30 and was one of only 13 officers on the West York force. His mother, Nancy, telling our affiliate WHTM.
The Lord used him to save the lives of others.
The attack follows the caught-on-camera assassination of healthcare executive Brian Thompson. Alleged killer Luigi Mangione, who was pleaded not guilty, has become a folk hero for some who see the crime as vengeance.
Denny's following the Waffle House by adding a surcharge onto orders of eggs. Waffle House tacking on a 50-cent per egg charge to its breakfast order to make up for rising egg costs due to the number of chickens with bird flu. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With warmer temperatures hitting the area, many counties have closed their snowmobile trails, including Marathon, Portage, Taylor, Wood, Lincoln, and Langlade. Remember, always be aware of which of your local trails are open, and always check with your local snowmobile club to find out. And even if local trails are open, remember that they may be in very rough condition, so please always reduce your speed and ride carefully. Sunday, March 16th, it's the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. This is taking place over at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, with 1 p.m. bingo and 4 p.m. booyah. Adults are $6, students are $3, and preschool is free. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, March 16th, over at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut. Do you have flood insurance? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reminds us of the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. And this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
This year's frost depth is much deeper than it was at this time last year, so that flood insurance might come more in handy than you may think. Always be aware of your coverage and what may be necessary for your area. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield, died on February 19th at Aspirus Seasons of Life in Woodruff. He is survived by his daughters, Jenny Spaulding and Jackie Mann, by his stepson, Michael T. Wagner, further survived by 7 grandchildren, by his 5 sisters, Jean Batten, Joan Gause, Linda Gause, Lori Spaulding, and Lisa Kohler. Survived also by his goddaughter and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation held at the church Saturday, March 1st from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield. Brian A. Billing, 55, of Roseville, passed away after a sudden health event on Friday, February 14th, at Watertown Regional Medical Center. He is survived by his mother, Carol Billing, of Park Falls, by his siblings, Wayne and Larry Billing of Manitowoc, as well as aunts, uncles, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held March 1st at the Hafermeister Funeral Home located in Watertown. A second memorial service will be held in Park Falls at a later date. This has been the funeral notice for Brian A. Billing, 55, of Reeseville. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing 4 of their last 6 games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some other sports notes, a couple of high school boys games last night. Teams wrapping up their pre-tournament part of their schedule. It was Prentice topping Phillips. You heard it right here. Prentice won at 57-48. And the Rib Lake boys, Ed Schwamigan, we had that on Trail Mix 103.1 last night. Rib Lake wins at 63-54. Northwestern of Maple beats Ashland last night 66-43. Tournament hockey continues across the state tonight. The Hayward Co-op team and Superior Northwestern, they will play in Superior in their contest tonight. Meanwhile, the Lakeland T-Birds are the 3 seed. They'll travel to Mosinee tonight. Tomahawk is a number 1 seed, and they will host Northland Pines. Tournament boys hockey action going on tonight. That Hayward Superior game that we mentioned, that is a girls game, and they are in action tonight. Girls tournament action gets underway tonight all across the state of Wisconsin. Most teams are in action. In Division 5, you've got Owenwithie, a number 1 seed in our section. They will host Bayfield. In Division 5, Butternut gets a 9 seed. They will travel to Prentice, the 8 seed. We'll have that game for you tonight. That will be right here on 98Q Country with Jeff Hakenin tonight. Washburn gets a 4 seed. They will travel to Winter. Winter is a 3 seed, I'm sorry, and they will host Mercer tonight. Washburn is a 4 seed. They'll play host to Cornell tonight. Other action, D5, Flambeau is an 11 seed. They'll hit the road at Rib Lake tonight. They are the 6 seed. And Mellon, the number 7 seed, will play host to Drummond. They are the 10 seed. That's all Division 5. Division 4, the Phillips Loggers get a bye, so they will await the winner of the Shawamigan at Ladysmith game tonight. We'll have that game for you over on Trail Mix 103.1. You can listen on your phone on the Civic Media app. 7 o'clock tonight, Shawamigan at Ladysmith. Girls action, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. They will take on Hurley tonight in Hurley. In other D4 action, and the Lakeland T-Bird girls, they get a number 2 seed. They get a first round bye. The boys' brackets are out. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer, but one of the highlights, Shawamigan and Phillips, they will meet in the first round of tournament play. Doesn't happen too often. So Shawamigan will play at Phillips. First round of tournament action. That will be a week from tonight. And you'll have that game, of course, right here. 98Q. That's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 38. Tonight, chance of snow, a low around 28. Snow mixing with rain on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-30s. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, given the chance, I'd lie again just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Talking on the phone. driving way too fast. And the interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Goes Blake Shelton and 98Q Country. That's his new one, Blake Shelton, called Texas. On a Tuesday morning, Joel here. Good to be back with you. Doing good today. Actually, I was feeling pretty good the last couple of days. It's just sometimes when you get a little bit of the bug, which I've been struggling with, I think most of us have been, and you're in radio, you know, your voice kind of takes a pounding. So my voice decided on Sunday, about midday Sunday, that it was going to just check out for a while. It was just like, all right, we're good. We're just going to go over here. So I decided to take yesterday off. It was a good decision. We're feeling, we're sounding okay. We're feeling really good. We feel fabulous. So, you can come around. You can give me a hug if you want. That's fine. Well, maybe not. I thank Gray for filling in at the last minute yesterday. We got exciting girls tournament action tonight. We're going to be down Ladysmith, Shawamigan at Ladysmith Girls, Butternut at Prentice Girls, the Butternut Prentice game right here, Shawamigan game over on Trail Mix 103.1. All right, a couple of exciting boys games going on last night. Boys tournaments will kick off a week from tonight. How about Shawamigan and Phillips round one? I think we need to pack that gym and bring back the old days of basketball when gyms were packed. So, Shawamigan fans, Phillips fans, let's get into that Logger gym. Let's make the Phillips administration make a decision of whether or not there's any room left in the gym. That would be a memorable and fun evening for the kids. If we did that next Tuesday at Logger Camp, it should be a fun night. We'll have the game for you here. All right, I had a quick observation for you. We usually don't talk politics here in the morning show, but I was at a friend's house over the weekend, and they had the TV on with some news channels. So let me just give you a quick observation here of whatever political side you're on, okay? A lot of us like to watch the news channels. Some people have it on all day, every day. Let me just tell you this, okay? And this comes from a neutral observation. If you like to watch the news, if you want to get the political information about the president, the Democrats and Republicans, please do this, all right? Don't watch exclusively one channel, okay? Don't watch CNN and that's all I watch. Don't watch Fox and that's all I watch or whatever else it is. Because I'll tell you right now, the Fox News channel do a very professional, good job, all right? But it's obviously, it leans toward Trump. Fox gives you all the information, but they leave some of it out. CNN, on the other hand, they will give you all of the information, but then they will put a Democratic twist on it. That's how it is. That's just how it is. All right. Fox will give you information, but they'll leave out some stuff about Trump. All right. Because that's a Republican channel. CNN will give you all the information, but then they'll give you the Democratic lean on it, all right? So that's what it is. I encourage you to go to both, because if you're watching one or the other, you're not getting all the information. Just a little tip from the morning show guy, all right? And I got a letter. I had a letter on my desk this morning. Dear Joel, please describe to us exactly what it is you do here. Wait a minute. I think that's from the old Office Space thing. Joel, what is it exactly you do here? This is not mandatory that you reply to this, but if you don't, you will be fired. That's all right. That's the letter I got there. What is it you do here? All kinds of... Anytime I get idle time... I got a lot of observations to share with you. My wife nailed it right on the Bonacci, as DJ Rick would say. Yesterday, we stepped outside yesterday morning, got to sleep in a little bit. You know, I think that's the best part. And about healing, and the best part about being sick is you stay home and, you know, you get to sleep in a little bit. Went outside like at 9:30 yesterday morning, and it was like, whoa, this is nice. I mean, it was like 45 degrees already, and our house was shielded a little bit from the wind, so we weren't getting any of that wind. My wife described the weather perfectly yesterday. She said that walking outside yesterday was like walking outdoors at a Florida airport in February. It was perfect. It was perfect because it is. Most of us have been there where you've flown to Arizona, you fly to Florida in the middle of winter, you got your heavy coat on, you go to the airport, you're like, it's cold, and you get on the plane, and you fly all the way there, and you check out, and you get your luggage, and then you go out that first set of doors, and you're like, oh, this is what summer is like. It was a nice feel yesterday. Temperatures will continue to be close to 40, and it looks like by the time the week is done, and we're going to have a cool one cool day on Saturday, but by the time the week is done, the snow is pretty much going to be gone. The piles will exist in some places, but the snow will pretty much be gone. Let's get you our key word for the day today. Here it is. By the way, we texted out the winner of yesterday's Forward Bank Visa gift card, so congratulations if you got that text. Today, Forward Insurance, one of our sponsors of the Snowball Throwdown Showdown, they're giving away a $25 Visa gift card, another one. So here is your key word. It is Forward INS. Pay attention here today. You guys did pretty good yesterday. I saw a lot of the texts that came in, and you got it. So Forward INS, as in Forward Insurance, Forward INS. So Forward, and then all one word, Forward, don't put a space, Forward INS, Forward INS. The person who put that together could have done a better job than that. May or may not have been me. So $25 Visa gift card going out the door again today. If you have won already via the text, I think you'll get a little message back saying that you have to wait so many days. I believe that's how it works. That's what I've been told anyway. But we have given away hundreds of dollars in certificates. And we've got more to give away right through the end of the week. Friday we'll wrap up our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. And by Friday, we won't have... There won't be much to reach for out there and to grab. Is there anything better? If you're a baseball fan, let me just tell you. Let me just ask you this. The first time that you look on your feed, whether it's ESPN or whatever sports feed it is, you see a sports score, and in parentheses next to it, it says SS. Nothing better than a little split squad baseball. That's right. Yeah, because your team can lose. Your team can lose both. Your team can win both. You can split them. And you're like, split squad. I don't care. It's only a positive. If you win, you're like, ooh, look, we split our squads and we beat everybody. Split squads in baseball, nothing better. We've got Brewer Baseball back on the air coming up on Sunday. Sunday afternoon at 2 we'll bring you a spring training baseball game from Arizona. 7:34, twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis was well enough this morning to meet with the Vatican Secretary of State to approve a new decree for saints. He also called a formal meeting to set the dates for their canonization. The 88-year-old Pope is still in critical condition with double pneumonia. During a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, President Trump was once again pressed about his relationship with Vladimir Putin.
When pressed, Trump again refusing to call Vladimir Putin a dictator, instead saying he might visit Moscow soon. A
trip that would be a huge boost to Putin, who's been isolated from the West since the start of the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who Trump has called a dictator, under intense pressure from the White House to sign a deal giving the U.S. permission to mine critical minerals and resources inside Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from Kyiv. Continued confusion in Washington over those job descriptions federal employees were told to write up or face possible layoffs. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With warmer temperatures hitting the area, remember that no ice is safe ice. Always watch out for weak points, such as ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that may still have currents running under them, or dams, inlets, and outlets. And remember that ice may be good enough to support you in one place, but it might not in another, so be sure to check ice depth frequently. And remember, if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. And always keep a vigilant eye out for others around you as well that may be in need of assistance. Remember, a bit of vigilance could save a life. Saturday, March 15th, over at the Northwood Supper Club, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. This is beginning at 4:30 with a social hour and dinner at 6:30. Tickets are $30, and the deadline for buying those tickets is March 8th. To purchase tickets, you can call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. But remember that only 125 tickets will be sold, so order early. 100% of these proceeds will remain locally to help financially support educational programs and the preservation of the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports heritage. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 15th, over at the Northwood Supper Club in Fifield. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their new study found that softshell helmet covers do not reduce concussions for high school football players. Brittany Merlot has more.
The report was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine and evaluated over 2,600 Wisconsin football players. Their data found 64 reported concussions during the 2023 season, 33 of which were sustained by players wearing the softshell helmets and 31 by players not wearing the helmets. Previous studies suggested the softer padding could reduce the impact to the head.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, a couple of high school boys games last night. Prentice beat Phillips 57-48. Riblape talks Shawamigan 63-54. Both those games will have them archived for you later. There's a lot of archived games from this past basketball season at 98qcountry.com. It was Ashland taking on Northwestern last night. Northwestern beat them 66-43 in boys action. Tournament hockey going on tonight. Good luck to the Lakeland T-Birds. They will be taking on Mosinee down in Mosinee tonight. The winner gets either the number one seed Tomahawk or Pines. They will play in Tomahawk tonight. Girls tournament basketball front and center tonight. We've got action for you right here as the Butternut Girls will travel to Prentice, 9 seed versus the 8 seed. That game right here on 98Q. And we've got Shawamigan taking on Ladysmith. The winner comes to Phillips on Friday. Shawamigan at Ladysmith Girls, 7 o'clock tonight. That game on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce for the third annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 6th. It runs from noon to 6 p.m. at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 80 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This is a free event, and it's sponsored by Advantage Home Pros, Aspirus Health, Charter Next Generation, and by Ripco Credit Union. Here are some of the vendors who will be attending. Northwoods Community Credit Union, Tree Haven University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, Rhinelander District Library, the Forest County Chamber, Northwoods Wildlife Center, Northwoods Alliance for Temporary Housing, Grow North, Goodwill, Advantage Home Pros, Aspirus Medevac, and Compass's Home Health, Helping Hands Senior Home Care Services, Lac de Flambeau Domestic Abuse, Keller Incorporated, Northwoods Star Journal, Lakeland Discovery Center, YMCA of the Northwoods, Northwest Connection Family Resources, Hogum Law Firm, and Adams of Hazelhurst.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 38. Tonight, chance of snow, a low around 28. Snow mixing with rain on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
98 Q Country.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. But don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. They never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone. And I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. Second, I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. Cheers to a good country song, to another long work week gone. And yeah, I'm raising my glass to those saving eyes. But don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No.
Country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Miranda Lambert at 98Q Country. Our keyword for today, $25 Visa gift card. Yeah, another one. We gave one away yesterday, but courtesy of Forward Insurance. Our keyword, all one, just run it all together. Forward INS. Forward INS. Forward INS. Shoot that to us, and you'll be in for the $25 Visa gift card. The winner has already been notified. All of our text winners have been notified already, so congratulations. And let's see, we've had Becky's been a winner. Jeremy, got to come in and get your certificate, Jeremy. I'll use that if you don't. Jerome and Pat, and we had Sue, and we had, is it Reva? Did Gray misspell that, or is it R-I-E-V-A? I like that. Jennifer also was a winner. Who else was a winner? I love the text to win because it lets you kind of have a chance to win at any point, because there's some people that have jobs and stuff that, get a job. Like my mom used to say, get a job. Would you get a job, Joel? But there's some people who have certain occupations where it's hard for them to call in when we do live stuff. So it's nice to have that texting option. The bad part is when we get a text winner, it's just a phone number. But we do get names, like I mentioned, some of those. So Al was a winner, Mr. Lobermeyer. So all kinds of winners, and we want you to be the next one. And the thing is every day you don't win on the text to win, somebody else did, and they're knocked out. They can't win, so you have a better chance every day. I'll tell you, from day one to the last day, your percentage chance of winning get better and better, obviously, because there's less people that are texting. There's been 11 less now. It's all the news coming up at the top of the hour. We're excited for our Brewer baseball trip again this year. If you haven't heard, Saturday, June 21st, Brewers, Twins. We're going to take you to right downtown Minneapolis. Literally going to drop you off right at the park. Well, us, because I'll be there too. I'm going with on this one. So it'll be a fun day. $100 a person, the ticket, the ride, and the crew tour bus, and the parking, everything included. And we're going to get there plenty early so you can have time to peruse the stadium, maybe even go check out downtown Minneapolis a little bit. So if you want to sign up, drop off your payment, basically, check or cash. We'll hold your spot on the bus. We're planning to take two buses, but I tell you right now, I'm pretty confident we'll fill one bus. But if the second bus doesn't fill, we're going to refund and we're not going to take it. The bus has to be full for us to go, or really close to it anyway. So get on that first bus to guarantee that you're going to go. Give Rachel a call if you have any questions on that after 8 o'clock here this morning. We'll get to all of our news and update for you coming up at the top of the hour. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway and Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
Absolutely. There's no better time right now. We got our Common Sense tax extravaganza. A lot of cents you're going to be saving off these cars right now. They're marked down to sell. We have all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, we have Fords, Chevys. We have a beautiful selection. We have almost 70 vehicles here on the lot looking for a home at great prices. We have this Common Sense tax extravaganza event. A lot of cents off these vehicles that you're going to save here today.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
All but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, "Baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this." Then I told him, "Excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like..."
Beer joint with a
few of the guys. But this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer. Gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. See a man in a cowboy hat, and you think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like.
Country.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left to prove, and baby, all we need is just to be. I can feel you breathe. As all the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now.
Caught up in the touch, the slow and steady rush. And baby,
All right, there she goes, Faith Hill at 98Q Country. We're going to get to the news in just a couple moments here. Let's get you updated on what's going on at the Butternut School. Carolyn Pollitt, our district administrator there, is joining us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time to join us. Give us an update what's happening at the Butternut School this week.
Well, we're kind of moving from winter season to spring season here,
yeah.
And the weather definitely feels like it.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on. Today we have our 3K, 4K registration day, so parents should feel free to come on in and check out that program. And, of course, our girls' regional games start tonight at Prentice, so everybody's pretty hyped up for that. Should
yeah.
be a good matchup and exciting.